WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Recently, a friend sent me a set of pictures making its way around the web with a question as to whether or not these were real. I think the question was prompted because of the unusual look to those clouds in the pictures. Well, the pictures are real and show a number of views of different lenticular clouds. Lenticular clouds are stationary lens-shaped clouds that form at high altitudes, primarily over mountains. The clouds are normally aligned perpendicular to the wind direction. Lenticular clouds can be separated into altocumulus standing lenticularis, ACSL, stratocumulus standing lenticular, SCSL, and cirrocumulus standing lenticular, CCSL. Where stable, moist air flows over a mountain or a range of mountains, a series of large-scale standing waves may form on the downwind side. If the temperature at the crest of the wave drops to the dew point, moisture in the air will condense to form lenticular clouds. As the moist air moves back down into the trough of the wave, the cloud may evaporate back into vapor. Under certain conditions, long strings of lenticular clouds can form near the crest of each successive wave, creating a formation known as a wave cloud. The wave systems cause large vertical air movements, and so enough water vapor may condense to produce precipitation. Because of the characteristic lens appearance, together with the smooth saucer-like shape, the clouds have been mistaken for UFOs or visual cover for UFOs. Bright colors called irisation are sometimes seen along the edge of lenticular clouds. Pilots of powered aircraft tend to avoid flying near lenticular clouds because of the turbulence associated with the rotor systems that accompany them. Glider pilots, however, seek them out. The location of the rising air mass is fairly easy to predict from the orientation of the clouds. Wave lift of this kind is often very smooth and strong and enables gliders to soar to remarkable altitudes and great distances. Now, having spent most of my life in the southeast U.S., I have not personally seen lenticular clouds, but the photographs are fascinating. Perhaps I'll let JB lead the subsidence chasers while I work to become a lenticular chaser. For your questions about the weather, send an email to questions@weatherbrains.com.